just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe, no I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am, once again, I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. This thought you were the one. Open up, deep inside. But you won't get to see the tears I cry behind these hazel eyes. I told you everything. Open up and let you in. You made me feel alright for once in my life. Now all that's left of me is what I pretend to be. We're together, but broken up inside. Now I can't breathe, no I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am, once again, I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one. Broken up, deep inside. But you won't get to see the tears I've
cakes. It's so sad that you're sick.
No.
But thank you for submitting.
Yeah. See, I like when people, as much as it pains me to hear people have to sing when they're sick,
yeah,
it also makes me super proud when people submit when they're sick because they don't go complaining with, I'm sick, I can't turn in.
I know, like, I'm always proud
when someone that's sick turns in.
Yeah.
Good job. Valk, you can go first.
Dun, dun, dun. I love this song. I'm happy that someone did it because it's, like, awesome. But I don't think this was a good choice for you. Your tone is, like, too pure sounding for this song. This is, like, a rockin' type of, like, raw, I'm bitter type of song. And, like, you might have been able to pull it off, like, if you channeled the emotion, but, like, you didn't, and like it was just kind of like there needs to be more rage in this song because you're like mad and you're just like singing. The mixing, I thought your vocals were a little low.
Oh my god, it was
yeah,
so quiet.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. My other notes was there was like you couldn't hit the note on the anymore, the I forgot the line. But that's why I was like, don't cry anymore or something like that. Like, that was too high for you. And there was a run at the end. I think the word was yourself, and that was kind of messy. Like, I wanted to like this more, but I think you should have gone with a different song and, like, If you want to do Kelly Clarkson, she has like more mellow songs and like that aren't as intense as the sun, like
Yeah, I just think that this was not a good choice for you because you're sick. Like, it was super quiet. And like it was you sounded kind of bored on your verses and it was like really strained at some parts and I was just like, what? Like, why did you choose this when you could have chose something mellower? What did you think, Ambie?
I have to agree. I was like, my first note is poor six baths, because like the second you started singing, I could tell that you were sick. Because even if I didn't know you were sick, I could have told, because there was just like this different kind of stuffy sound to your quality to your voice. Yeah, the energy for me was like the biggest offense here was it was just super low and it lacked any kind of dynamic whatsoever. Like when the song was picking up, you were still singing at like the starting level that you have from the beginning of the song. It was very flat line through the entire two. Like the same emotion that we had when you started the song was what was in the middle and in the end as well. It just went nowhere. And I just think that I think that if you weren't sick, you might have been able to pull this off. But the fact that you did get sick, you really should have switched to an easier song. Even if it wasn't a Kelly Clarkson song, there were plenty of other options that you could have gone with. And I just think that this was a bad choice to make on your part when you got sick. That's it.
Yeah, Jeffers.
Pretty much more of the same notes. Kelly Clarkson is just hard in general. Well, like even her
I
easier songs are
know. Yeah,
even
she
her
is.
easier songs are still quite a challenge, but yeah, it was just too breathy sounding, and I wanted more belting, especially in this type of song. And I don't know, I would have loved to hear you on like Brooke White or like more folky
That would have
sounding,
been good,
like on Radio or something, but well, yeah, I don't really have a lot to add. But it was a good attempt, though.
Yeah, and like I don't know, like we definitely have to do discussing tonight, I think.
Yeah, it's gonna be close.
So, Turtle is up next.
Da-na-na-na.
Woo.
Okay.
When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane to a place beyond the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Lemon drops away. above the chimney tops. That's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Over the rainbow, then why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why?
You got to submit because you told me that you were kind of busy. What did you think, Ambe?
I thought the intro was sextacular. The intro was like awesome.
Super brave to do a cappella too.
Yeah, I will admit the song got a little pitchy more towards the end from time to time, but the intro was so hot that it's like the little pitchiness towards the end like didn't even matter, because I just was like, psh, the beginning was hot. My one like kind of pet peeve complaint was you said the bow of rainbow really odd every time. It was like bow or something. I was like, you were like going through this weird place in the sound of it, and I was like, what's going on? Why is she saying bow so weird? That was like my one like recurring pet peeve thing, but overall I really liked this.
Yeah, Turtle, like, there was the very first beyond in your acapella part sounded a little like under pitch, like in comparison to the rest of it, but it was super pretty at the beginning. Just in general, this was like a really beautiful song. Like, you give me chills at some parts. It was a little low for you in a couple like minor parts, and it didn't bother me very much. It was just like that's more like a nitpicky thing that I noticed. There's also a part where you said far behind, and that felt a little shaky. But, like, honestly, overall, those were very nitpicky notes. Like, I really enjoyed this. I thought you built it fantastically. You had beautiful emotion. You just sounded really great. So, awesome job. What did you think, Jeffers? Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Turtle, this was... Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
It's cutting
you
in and out.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You're not cutting
Turtle... This was great. I really like this a lot. Your emotion and performance was awesome, and I love the power in your vocals. Like, Belting Turtle is really great. The only thing I have down that's negative is sometimes your vibrato is a bit shaky on the ends of certain notes. It does the kind of like a quiver thing, and it's kind of like pops up here and there in some of your songs, but that's the only thing I have down that's negative. Good job, otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Totes.
What did you think, Valk?
Yay. I agree. This was, like, a really good choice for you. I also just had, like, nitpicky notes. I really liked the acapella, but near the end, like, you went a little off pitch, like, I think, like, the last line. And, like, I don't know, like, at the end with, like, the belting and stuff, like, I liked it, but it kind of felt like you were, like, it like, but you know, like imitating Catherine McPhee's version like a little too much, like, I don't know, that was just like preference for me. Like, I kind of wish you would have like done your own thing with like the end, but like, I really liked this, so yeah, that's just like nitpicky stuff.
All right. Wait, was that everybody? That was like, really quick in comparison.
It was just that good.
Yeah. Omi is up next.
Woo.
Woo.
Back, back, buddy!
Don't try to explain your mind, I know what's happening here. One minute it's love and suddenly it's like a battlefield. One word turns into a, why is it the smallest things that tear us down? My world's nothing when you're gone, I'm out here without a shield. Can't go back now, both hands tied behind my back for nothing. Oh no, these times when we climb so fast to fall again. Why we gotta fall for it now? I never meant to start a war. You know I never wanna hurt you. Don't even know what we're fighting for. Why does love always feel like a battlefield? A battlefield, a battlefield. Why does love always feel like a battlefield? A battlefield, a battlefield. Why does love always feel like? Can't swallow our pride, neither of us wanna raise that flag. If we can't surrender, then we both gonna lose what we have. Oh no. Both hands tied behind my back for nothing. Oh no, these times when we climb so fast to fall again. Here I don't wanna fall for it now. I never meant to start a war. You know I never wanna hurt you. Don't even know what we're fighting for. Why does love always feel like a battlefield? A battlefield. A battlefield. Why does love always feel like a battlefield? A battlefield. A battlefield. So you better go and get your armor. Get your armor. Get your armor. Get your armor. You better go and get your armor. Get your armor. Get your armor. Get your armor. You better go and get your. We can pretend that we are friends tonight. Ooh. And in the morning we wake up and we'll be alright. Cause baby we don't have to fight. And I don't want this love to feel like a battlefield. A battlefield. A battlefield. Why does love always feel like a battlefield? A battlefield. A battlefield. I say you better go and get your armor. I never meant to start a war. You know I never wanna hurt you. Don't even know what we're fighting for. Why does love always feel like a battlefield? A battlefield. A battlefield. Why does love always feel like a battlefield? A battlefield. A battlefield. I said you better go and get your armor. 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 What does love always feel like? What does love always feel like? A battlefield. A battlefield. I never meant to start a war. I don't even know what we're fighting for. I never meant to start a war. Don't even know what we're fighting for. Hey. I never meant to start a war. I don't even know what is love always feel like.
Oh, me.
I'll be.
Get back, buddy.
She's never actually gonna critique anything. She's just gonna talk about Dak Pack. Omi, this, I've heard you do better on this show, and I have to admit I was like kind of disappointed. I thought you could have built this, like, a lot more. Let's see. Yeah. You could have built this, like, a lot more. I thought your harmonies were really pretty. You've been doing so well with emotion recently that this didn't have what I've heard you do. Like, I know you can do it, so I was like, where is it? You know what I mean? I was kind of, like, frustrated that you didn't do the normal level of emotion that you've been doing, like, in the past few weeks. What did you think, Valk?
Wait, who's going now?
You.
You.
Okay.
That's okay. Why she said, what did you think, Valk?
I mistook the A for Ambi. I was like, oh, wait. anyway. Derp. I agree. Like, I feel like this was a step back. Like, there were a lot of, like, issues that we've addressed before. Like, there were the opening your mouth more. The harmonies I thought were really nice, too, but they had the, problem you had in the beginning with the, they were, like, the same level as the lead vocal, so it was, like, kind of clashing, and when, like, they all came in at the end, it sounded kind of hectic.
Really? I kind of liked the volumes they had going on.
I kind of did, too.
Yeah, I was okay with the volumes.
No, I thought they were, like, could have been a little lower.
I think it was because there was a lot of parts in there, and they kind of, like, together as a group were a bit higher in volume.
Yeah, know, that's
like
true.
A compound effect of there being lots of parts.
Yeah, I thought they were really pretty, though. But, I'm confused why you didn't go with a guy song, because there were a lot of American Idol guys.
I was really anticipating hearing Omi performing for Our Entertainment.
Me too. Yeah.
I was waiting for
some
it.
Kind of Adam Lambert.
Cause like my first note was like Battlefield. I was like so confused. Why did you do Jordan Sparks? You should have done like a guy.
Cause I mean you would have like diva'd out on an Adam Lambert song.
Yeah, cause he's all like glam rock and falsetto crazy and stuff. Yeah, I like. But I don't have anything else to say, like, other than what Rochelle's already said, like, yeah.
I believe, Ambi, you haven't gone yet, right?
I have not, no.
Okay, your turn. Sorry, I'm, like, really out of it right now.
I actually think I liked this a bit more than them, which is weird that I'm, like, the guest judge, and I'm supposed to be, like, the mean judge on all of VH, and I'm, like, really super nice tonight. There were some puffs.
Good thing.
Puff Police did come out a little bit. I just really, like, the redeeming thing on this was, yeah, I think you needed more determination behind what you were singing. Like, there was, like, this power that you were kind of lacking. But the saving grace of it for me was I really liked your tone and the kind of swagger you had behind. I loved your runs.
Oh,
I
me
thought
too.
Your runs yeah, that's were nice. Like sex on a song stick. Like, I loved your runs. And that was kind of like the saving grace for me in this song was, yeah, it could have had some more energy and it could have had some more wha-pow! But I really liked your tone on it. And I thought your tone was like really nice and relaxing to listen to.
Yeah, so, Omi always sounds kind of sexy.
Yeah, it was very. My first note is "Oh baby."
No comment.
And then my second note is "Pulse" in all caps. That sums up this song.
What are your comments, Jeffers?
Let's see. I don't really have a lot to add. I kind of agree with Ambi. I didn't quite dislike it as much as Valk and Rochelle did, but I didn't dislike it.
I just thought it was.
He's done better.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a step back, but I don't think it was a huge step back.
Like, he's done better, but I still think it's a lot better than some other things he's done in the past. Like, a bit more emotion, but still, it's a lot better than what I remember you having a while ago, and I know you put a lot of effort into this, because like all the harmonies and the overlapping vocals and the background vocals, it was really well done, and I thought it sounded very good together. Just a little bit more power in the chorus is what my main concern was. So yeah.
Alright. Was that everybody? I need to make sure.
Yep. Yeah.
You should get like a little checklist, Rochelle.
Seriously, I'm gonna have to. Faded Phantom is up next. Faded.